name is Theodore Roosevelt. I speak fluently in 5 different languages and read a book a day. I predict here on January 1st, Anno Domini 1919, that the Butter Boys will host a show entitled After the Beep. It will include many of the local color of Woodrow Wilson's home state of New Jersey. They will use telephone to attempt to form many relationships and adventures. Now sit back, friend, and enjoy After the Beep.
Hello, this is Rice Steeman calling up Wendigo. I'm glad that you finally got back to me, but if I can be completely honest with you, there is something seriously wrong with this package. I woke up today at the Motel 6. Don't get me started on how I'm explaining this to my wife. I don't know where to begin, and it's costing me a fortune, but besides the point, I woke up today and my hair started to fall right out of my scalp. I got a weird red rash all over my belly. And this thing is making the weirdest sounds. Not quite a baby's rattle, but I still do not trust it. I think it might be killing me. I'm going to have to use it or throw it out. Because I can no longer keep it in my care for very much longer. So please ask your higher ups what to do about this, because I cannot have it any longer. Goodbye.
Rice Steeman, this is Mr. Wendigo. I know you must be distressed to find that you are near bald. I myself am without hair. Your skin condition is very much appropriate to this phase. I suppose you fell asleep during the silent phase. You are in stage 3, and now you will become anew. This is Mr. Wendigo. Mr. Wendigo. Wendigo, Wendigo.
Mr. Wendigo, this is the Rat Man. I got another appointment. You shut me out the door before with your broom, and let me just say, I don't appreciate that. I got another hook. I got another lead. I got another device, and if the Whisper Man wants to give it to someone else, then by all means, I will accept a higher fee. 20%, Mr. Wendigo. These devices will make everyone new, as you know, as is the plan. So, pass it on to the Whispering Man. And get back to me.
Rat Man. This is the Whisper Man. I've spoken to Wendigo about your plan to make 20%. You will give us the device, and we will pay you the normal fee.
Is a Rat Man, and, 20%, there's a reason for that, Mr. Whisper Person Guy. Let me tell you something. It takes me a long time, a lot of effort, a lot of blood and sweat and tears, and you're telling me I can't get 20%. You know you need me more than I need you. And these devices, let me just say, government's gonna wonder where they are. So, if you think you could play with me, abuse me or use me, you got nothing coming, huh? So, 20% seems reasonable. Very reasonable. So let's do the 30%. Why not? Why not 20%? Give me 20%. Give it to me. I need it. I want. It's fair. You know it's fair. I know it's fair. We all know it's fair. Where'd they go? He knows it's fair. He knows I'm good. You know I'm good, good, good. So, give it to me.
Need you at all. No.
Hey, Batman, this is Sam. I'm getting all kinds of calls over here from the Whisperer. Whisper man tell me you got problem paying normal amount, and now you're asking for 20-30%. Now, no one pissed this guy off, you understand? This is the Whisper man, okay? This guy's got a real problem, okay? Don't screw around. This is Sam. Don't fuck this up.
Sam, Ratman here, hey. You and I go way back, huh? We don't fit this anyway, but it doesn't matter. You gotta, you know what I need more. The risk is too great. I'm terrified. Every time I pull in these shops, I risk so much. I almost got caught last time getting this device. Just because I think I could make a few extra bucks. And so what's so wrong with 20%, huh? What's wrong? I think you have it in you to get us some more cash. By us, I mean we, as in I, money. You understand? I deserve a little bit more. If I can't get 20%, I will settle for 18. No problem. God, 18%, what's that? Just a bit more.
All right, man. Sam, look, this is your buddy, man. I'm your buddy. And we do go way back, but you gotta understand something. We're talking about the Whisper Man here. There's no negotiating with this guy, you understand? I'm asking about his thing. But if you don't like his thing, that's it. If you don't like his thing. And you gotta be okay with that. Understand what I'm saying? Don't fuck this whole thing up. I'll let him do what he's gotta do if you keep fucking this up. Okay, take the risk. It's worth the risk. So that's right.
Sam, I guess you missed my call. Well, let me just say, I accept. 15%, that's great. I'll take 15. Fine. 15%, normal fee, no big deal. And I will continue to do my best. And my best is my work. And my work is me. I am my work. So, you gotta be. 15%, no problem. Thank you for 15%. Give Whisper Man my thanks. Give Wendigo my thanks. I thank you. You are my middleman. Thank you so much. 15%, no problem.
Hey, Sam. Yeah, I talked to Whisper Man. He's fine with 15%. Now, that's nice for him. You understand? 15% is nice for him. You ask for another percentage more, I'm gonna fucking go take it out on your ass. You know what I'm saying? 15% is it. Now, I want to hear from you again, Batman, for a little while. So do your job. Do your fucking job. That's the device. Don't fuck this up.
I know, Sam, that you just said don't message you, but listen, you're a dollar. You're a dollar. A. B. You're so beautiful. C. You're a cutie full of charm. D. You're a doll. E. You're extravagantly a doll. So, F. F is for cake. You're my cake. My F-bomb cake. I love you. Thank you so much. 50%. That's great.
Ratman. Thank your friend, Sam, that you got anything. If you overplay your hand again, I'll tear your fucking innards out. And I'll decorate your fucking face with my cum, you motherfucker.
Hello. This is Sam. Sam? Doesn't matter my last name. Constant Coin Hassel. I want to talk to a Brian Monkins doctor. I got to talk to this guy, alright? Call me back. You know my number.
Hi, this is Dr. T.J. Crustfall. I'm afraid I cannot talk to you about the patient Brian Jenkins for legal reasons. He's in a bit of a situation down here in Danville, New Jersey. However, I will tell his... No, I'm really not entitled to do anything for you. Sorry. You're shit out of luck. Thanks for calling.
Wait for me. This is Sam. Not allowed to see Jonathan in the hospital. I suggest we just forget about him. He's a legless freak. I'm not sure we need him to continue to plan any further. This is Sam. Bye.
Mr. Windigo, this... Oh, you know who this is, my steaming. I don't know what the hell this device is, but my toenails are falling off. And I'm starting to have all these weird, crazy visions. Oh, what was that? Dear God! They're all around me. They're like bugs, but they look like little dinosaurs. What the fuck is this package? This hotel is infested with little dinosaur bugs. Mr. Windigo, call me back immediately. Or I'm going to have to start opening fire. Good God. What the hell is that thing? Call me back.
Last Stephen, this is Mr. Windigo. It appears you must be in a state of regret having not given it to that small worm of a man, Ben Jondies. In any case, you will be more agreeable within a day or two. The things you see before you, they are always there. They are the real fairies. These little things that clamber around and gnaw at us, feed on us. Now, when enough of us see these creatures, we will all be more powerful. We will all see and hear what they have to say. The secrets of another world. I almost forgot, Lice Demon. I have this calling card. As you well know now, that I am Mr. Windigo. Mr. Windigo. Windigo, Windigo. I don't know Windigo, because I am Windigo. I am happy as clam, and I know that I'm a man, a big, large man with broad shoulders. Hey, call me Mr. Windigo, Windigo, Windigo. Life Steeman, one day you two will have a song. They will teach you this song. Windigo, Windigo.
Hello, I am a Dark Lord podcaster. I have taken the reins of this outro. You just listened to episode 7 of After the Beep. Wasn't it a hoot? I love hearing my boys talk amongst themselves, even when they disagree. I love their plottings. Now, this was brought to you by our sponsor. Cool Topics, Peaches, Raspberry Mustard.